Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Ag Today podcast for October 7th, 2025. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and the podcast made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them at ffbt.com. Coming up, it's our Crop Tour Tuesday with harvest updates from farmers all across Indiana. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has your Indiana farm forecast, and John Zanker with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette reviews Monday's grain markets. It's all coming up on your Tuesday Hoosier Ag Today podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Harvest progress from around the state on our Crop Tour Tuesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by BW Fusion. Grow smarter with BW Biocast Max, the innovative biostimulator from Biodyne. It reduces fertilizer use, boosts yields by up to 5%, and works on any crop. BW Biocast Max, efficiency from the ground up. In the spring, we heard from farmers around the state to track their planting progress. They're back to update us on harvest progress, which is moving very quickly. Let's begin in west central Indiana, where Ryan Rippey has wrapped up soybean harvest on his fields in Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Fountain counties.
The beans were really good, probably in the top three bean yields that we've had on the farm, so really happy with them. Got into corn last week, and wow, it's been really good. It looks to be a record corn crop by a large margin.
And Rippey says that corn has been dry, too. As we head north to LaPorte County, Denise Scarborough says their seed corn harvest has been happening since before Labor Day.
And we have been planting some wheat in after that, and hopefully by tomorrow we should have all of our wheat planted. We have been cutting quite a bit of soybeans. For those of you that listen to the spring version, we were extremely dry all spring and continue to be that way through the growing season. We are about 75% irrigated on our farm, so we have stayed very busy this summer irrigating. But our beans are doing better than anticipated, given the growing conditions as dry as they were this year. We have not started picking any commercial corn yet. We are really hopeful that we are going to get a rain tomorrow and hopefully some cooler temperatures going forward. This hot heat has been pretty stressful on all of us, making sure we keep our equipment cool and combine fires to a minimum. There have been a couple up in our area, and we just pray that everyone continues to stay safe.
And that is certainly the most important thing this harvest season. Please do stay safe out there. When we come back, we'll hit the eastern side of the state here on Hoosier Ag Today.
Stop overspending on fertilizer. Biocast Max by BW Fusion helps growers cut up to a total 65 pounds of collective nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium per acre without sacrificing yield. Biocast Max is engineered to release nutrients that already exist in your soil, saving you up to $24 per acre. With Biocast Max, you put less in and get more out. This is how we farm now.
Learn more at www.bw-fusion.com/biocastmax.
We're back on Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday. Jenna Scott from Cox Farms in Delaware County checks in.
We finished our soybean harvest yesterday for the most part, except for some replant acres we had. And our yields were average, if not above average, in certain parts where we caught some rains, which was unexpected but nice due to the lack of moisture we had late in the season. We will start in taking off some end rows of corn. I've heard some moisture points around the low 20s, and some farmers stop harvesting some corn just to let it dry down in the field due to we won't have any rain here in our forecast for a while.
Last but not least, we head to southern Indiana's DuBois County with J.R. Reisner.
Currently, we're getting close to finishing up soybean harvest.
about a quarter of the way, maybe a little bit more done on corn. Yields so far have been good. Stuff planted mid-May has been maybe slightly better than expected. Remainder of the crop is yet to be seen as we had some dry conditions late in the growing season. Definitely have been some disease out there that maybe affected the late crop.
That does it for this edition of the Crop Tour Tuesday. We'll do it again next week and see what progress we've made. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Pushing for yield? Of course you are. But what's left behind the combine? A golden opportunity, that's what. Take advantage of the bound-up nutrition in your residue with Reclaim from Direct Enterprises. Reclaim makes valuable nutrition available to your next crop, enhances soil health, and reduces reliance on tillage. Plan ahead, get ahead with Reclaim. Learn more about Reclaim and find your local dealer online at directenterprises.com. That's directenterprises.com.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Fairly straightforward here. We've got moisture trying to exit the state here today. It started after midnight last night, or close to the midnight hour, and is working its way on to the east. I think most of us are going to be looking at this moisture in a disappointing set of eyes. Well, we're going to be all right with it on one hand. We can go back to the field very, very quickly. But in terms of what this system looked like over a week ago and what it actually ended up being able to deliver, it was a far, far cry. And folks, that's just due to our very dry atmosphere here. This is like a brick wall. You bring moisture in, it hits that brick wall. Evaporation takes its toll. Yes, there's some that gets here, but we just don't have enough to make a good, solid precipitation event. Hopefully that can change as we head toward the 15th of October. We'll talk about that here coming up. There's a massive system coming out of the Central Plains, ripping right toward the Great Lakes, but way too much time for that one to change or evolve. So I'm not really super excited yet, but that's what we're facing here. That's why you're disappointed with the moisture this morning. Everything's going to be winding down by midday to sunset tonight, even clouds getting out of here. All in, all done, I think, for the event. We're looking at a few hundredths to three quarters of an inch generally over the Hoosier State. You get down right near the Ohio River where thunderstorms are still ripping up this morning. I think we can see some inch plus totals, but those are going to be highly isolated. We dry down and get sunshine tomorrow, but it is chilly. It is cool. Canadian high pressure slides in and takes control over the Great Lakes for tomorrow and for Thursday. Areas of Michigan will be dealing with a hard freeze. Now it's up there a ways. Frost in other spots. And I guess I won't rule out a little bit of patchy frost in northeastern parts of Indiana. But I just don't think it's a story here. We've been cooler back in September than what I'm looking at here as we move through tomorrow morning and into the Thursday morning time frame. In any case, we're chilly. We see the warm air starting to build into the later part of the week and weekend as it comes in. I won't rule out some spits and sprinkles over northern Indiana and Michigan for the Friday night, early Saturday time frame, but we're done by Saturday morning sunrise, and we're back to dry weather for the rest of the weekend through Monday and Tuesday of next week. Wednesday, Thursday, big system coming together in the Central Plains, moving northeastward. I think we see a little bit of a flash in the pan of moisture from that for probably Thursday, but we see the big heart of this system coming out for late Friday into the weekend, Saturday the 18th. Could see some strong, significant rain and thunderstorm action there. Like I said, though, this is coming into a very dry air mass, that brick wall. This system is big enough that it could hold together, but track can also change. If this low goes a little bit farther west and north, we get left out. If it goes farther south and east, maybe we take a direct hit. Maybe the moisture flows out sooner back in the Missouri Valley. Lots of what ifs here, so I don't want to get too excited about moisture there as we head toward the middle of October, but there at least is a chance. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
This harvest, it's more than crops. It's your legacy. Beacon Credit Union offers ag loans for equipment, land, and operating costs. Competitive rates, flexible terms, and local experts who know farming. Beacon Credit Union. Local. Trusted. rooted in agriculture. We're ag people, serving ag people. Visit beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Not a lot of fresh news to move the grain markets. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm CJ Miller with your Monday Farm Market Review, brought to you by the Purdue Farm Stress Team. When you're running full throttle this fall, try not to get too caught up in the hustle and enjoy the beauty of the season. Take a step back and remember why you farm today. With grain market analysis, time to check in with John Zanker with Risk Management Commodities based in Lafayette. He and I spoke just before the close of trade Monday. John, we saw corn futures bounce up and down and up again on Monday. Soybeans, though, started higher but then dropped around midday Monday. John, what have been the main factors driving these grain markets today?
Well, we didn't get to drive very far in either direction, which may not have been a bad thing. There wasn't really anything out here to push prices higher. Good corn inspections at 63 million. So I think that was supportive. I think a lot of the Midwest is continuing to hit the beans hard today, letting the corn sit here for another 2 or 3 days while we wrap up bean harvest. We have some rain out in parts of the Western Belt that's slowing some things down. Some pretty good rains, actually, some surprisingly good rains in some areas, some 1 to 2 inch rains. So things are kind of quiet on the corn front and a little bit busier on the bean front. And we certainly didn't get any help from that export shipment report.
John, with the federal government being shut down, that also means USDA is shut down. No crop progress report, no crop conditions update on Monday afternoon. Does that have an impact on the markets? And where do traders end up getting information if they're not getting it from USDA?
Yeah, here we are, and we often complain about the USDA for this or that, and I've never been a big critic. You know, I think they have a tough job to do, and they do it the best they can, and they make mistakes like the rest of us, I guess. But, you know, we're going to start missing some of those numbers. I like getting the harvest progress numbers. I certainly like getting the sales numbers. And so there's going to be some things that we miss here, and we'll just have to rely upon, contacts in the business. But I don't think it's a net positive for farmers that we're not having these reports. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think we can just look at the weather and what it's been and go from there and say, hey, we've got a lot of beans harvested here in the last week, to add on to the prior progress. So for the most part, that's not going to slow down. Geez, an inch or two of rain might hold some people out for a day or two as dry as it's been. So the pace is fierce. We have elevators shutting down or just taking contracted beans. We have processors shutting down. We have just things backing up. We can't get barges loaded because there's no export market over and above our non-Chinese customers. So things are backing up, and basis is weak, and it's not a very good outlook for soybeans right now.
John Zanker with Risk Management Commodities. Settlements from Monday, December corn up 2 3/4 at 421 3/4. March corn 2.5 higher, 438 1/4. November beans, though, down 0.25 cent at 1017 3/4. January beans 1¢ lower, 1035 3/4. And December wheat dropping 2.5 cents to 512 3/4. October live cattle 85 cents higher Monday at 231.87. But October lean hogs down 65 cents at 98.32. Be sure to bookmark our website. It's HoosierAgToday.com, your home for all the latest Indiana farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.